The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, happy Labor Day to everybody. How appropriate it is that our gospel reading for Labor Day has to do with the observance of the Sabbath rest. It's interesting, the Pharisees here, they get very upset at Jesus because he violated the Sabbath rest. A little tiny bit of background might help you to appreciate why they got so upset at him. Did you know that in the Old Testament, there was one time and one time only in which it was perfectly permissible to completely ignore the Sabbath rest? That was in a time of war. And that dates back to the days of the Maccabean Revolt. The year was about 160 BC. And all the Jewish armies in the days of that war decided to take a rest on the Sabbath day. Guess what happened to them when they rested on the Sabbath day fighting against the Gentiles, who couldn't care less about the Sabbath rest? They all got slaughtered. So the very next week, they all said, "You know what? Maybe we won't take a rest on the Sabbath day in times of war." And from that time onward, it became permissible to save life on the Sabbath. So now do you see what Jesus is implying here against the Pharisees? Who's the one who's saving life on the Sabbath? Jesus is. Who are the ones plotting to destroy it? The Pharisees, who are plotting the death of Jesus even at this early hour. A little tiny bit of background that you might find interesting there. There are six times in the Bible in which Jesus cures on a Sabbath day. He heals a man with dropsy. He heals a man born blind. He heals a crippled man. He heals a crippled woman. He expels a demon. And he heals this man with the withered hand. Six times in which Jesus cures on the Sabbath day. And all of these have one thing in common. When Jesus cures somebody on a Sabbath day, he himself takes the initiative in healing. Unlike all the other times which Jesus heals, in which there's a little interplay, someone comes up to Jesus and says, "Will you please heal my son? Will you please heal my daughter? Will you please help out?" And Jesus asks, "Do you have faith?" And they always express their faith, and Jesus then goes and heals. Not so when Jesus heals on a Sabbath. He takes the initiative himself. And there's a highly symbolic reason for this. It's because the Sabbath day was not just a day of rest. It was also a day of liberation. It was not just the day in which God, you know, rested from all that he'd undergone in the work of creation, as we hear recited in the book of Genesis. But rather, it was also a day of liberation. The Sabbath day was the day in which the Jewish people were set free from slavery in Egypt. And they passed through the Red Sea dry shod with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. And when Jesus heals on a Sabbath day, taking all the initiative himself, he shows that he is the real healer, the real liberator, setting us free from the real slavery, which is not physical, but spiritual. Like our Lord says, everyone who lives in sin is a slave of sin. But even when Jesus takes the initiative, he asks for our cooperation, just like he says here to this man, "Stretch out your hand." Now, a little tiny thought for you. We're all very much like this man here with a withered hand. You might not have a withered hand, but all of us most definitely have a withered soul. Your love is withered. It's not dead, but it's not what it should be. Your love for one another, your ability to love and to trust is withered. Your respect for other persons, your ability to respect and trust God's goodness, all of these things, they're withered, not destroyed, but not what they should be. And don't we often reach out our withered soul, like this man reaching out his withered hand, to things that can never heal us? People reach out there, extend their hand to sin and to substance abuse and to so many other things, and none of these things ever has the power to heal us. Only God can do that. And a very simple message for you, that when you hear our Lord say these words, stretch out your hand, he's asking us once again to put our faith in him and to give him that response. Could be trip to confession. It could be more time spent in prayer. It could be the effort that it takes to avoid a near occasion of sin. Stretch out your hand. One of my favorite quotations is from C.S. Lewis, and he said that all of what we call human history, all the wars and the insurrections, all the poverty, all the slavery, all the abject sadness, is nothing more than the long, sad story of man trying to find something other than God that will make him happy. And of course, it never works. Our Lord's message to all of us today, stretch out your hand, which is why I'm so fond of saying, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen.